Our very way of life has been elevated by space capabilities to the point now where we are dependent on space in a way that most Americans don't understand. The way we communicate, we talk about Dish Network, DirecTV, XM Radio, internet broadband from space. Think about my home state of Oklahoma. A lot of rural folks there, if there's no internet broadband from space, there is no internet for them. When you think about not just how we communicate, how we navigate with GPS, how we produce food. I talked about how we're increasing crop yields right now for certain parts of the United States, eventually all over the world. All of these things are dependent on space. Now, here's what's important to note. Every banking transaction in this country is dependent on a timing signal from GPS. Every banking transaction in this country is dependent on a timing signal from GPS. So if there's no timing signal from GPS, guess what? There's no banking. In other words, there's no milk in your grocery store. That is an existential threat to the United States of America, to the point where China has declared space the American Achilles heel. And they're moving out to deny us the use of space if and when they want to. They've also recognized that that timing signal is necessary for the regulation of flows of electricity on the power grid and the regulation of flows of data on the terrestrial wireless networks. We are absolutely dependent on space for our very way of life, and it absolutely must be protected.
Okay.
So I'm a big advocate for it, but I will also tell you that's not what NASA does, and I'm committed to making sure NASA stays separate from the Department of Defense.